Hi, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Humberto Lezama, Senior Program Manager in Office Extensibility. Today, we're going to chat about what's new in Office Adding UX. But before we jump into the goodies, let's chat about a quick overview of Office Add-ins. As you might recall, Office Add-ins allow you to extend Office applications, such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook, using web technologies. Add-ins have two main components, an XML manifest that registers your add-in with Office, and your own web application, where you can create custom logic and custom UI. In terms of user interface elements, add-ins support the following. Add-in commands, where you can extend the native Office UI, for example, create your own ribbon buttons. HTML canvases, where you can create your own UI and we project that inside Office applications. And Office UI Fabric, which is a UI toolkit that we provide to you and has a bunch of resources such as icons and different controls. The best way to understand Office add-ins is to see a quick demo. So let's jump right to it. Let's say that in my scenario, I want to spice up my presentation a little bit. Let's say that I want to add a bit more pizzazz to this slide. I don't know, something like a comic. I already installed this add-in beforehand. It's called Comic Characters. You can see that it was able to extend the ribbon by creating its own custom button on the Home tab. When I click on the add-in, this add-in is leveraging the HTML canvas that you just talked about, in this case, a task pane. When I walk to the Getting Started experience of the add-in, it tells me what to do. After that, I'm off to the races and I can start using the add-in. For my particular scenario, what I want to do is that I want to insert a comic character that kind of looks like me. So, I don't know, what do you think? Which one should I pick? I don't know, maybe this guy, probably this guy. My hair doesn't actually look like this right now, but I don't know, let's give this one a go. I'm going to pick on that guy, and then I'm going to need to pick an outfit. I don't know, superhero, right? It has to be superhero. So I'm going to click on that guy, and then I have to pick on a pose. I want to say the message that I want to convey is that what you're about to see is really awesome. So probably something related to thumbs up. And sure enough, I have this guy here, two thumbs up. I'm going to select a call out, and then I'm going to enter the text that I want to display. Awesome. And then I'm going to click on Insert Character. What the add-in is doing right now is that it's using office.js to insert this image into my presentation. And there you go. I have my image right there. I can now just move it to the right and project. There we go. Looks much better now, right? Pretty cool. What you just saw working, it's an Office add-in in the Windows version of Office. Now let's delve into what's new in the UX space and what new tools we have for developers to create awesome add-ins. One of the news that I want to share with you is that we now support adding commands on the Mac that allow you to extend the ribbon, just like I just showed you in Win32. Here I am on the Mac, and you can see that I already installed exactly the same add-in that I just showed you in Windows. When I click on the button for the add-in, the same pane that I just showed you in Windows also works also on the Mac. After I run to the Getting Started experience, exactly the same functionality also works on the Mac, right? So I can pick my avatar, select the clothes, select the pose. Let's pick another one right now. This guy here, and then say, yeah, it works on the Mac. I'm going to click on Insert Character, and voila, it also works on the Mac. The beauty of this is that code-wise, it's exactly the same code that is working on Windows, but it's now on the Mac. From a developer's point of view, they only have to alter their manifest one time, and they only have to write the web application once, and it works across all applications. I'm not going to show it right now, but it is also works in Office Online. So Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook Online have also support add-ins, and we also support now extending the Office UI, such as the ribbon. Cool, so this is awesome, right? But it doesn't stop there. I actually have more good news for you. Let's switch back to the presentation. Up until now, I showed you scenarios in which the user has to manually go into the ribbon, click a button, and trigger the add-in. But what about scenarios that require your add-in to automatically open with certain documents? For example, if you have a stock connector that is keeping a spreadsheet in sync with stock values, you will probably want to run your add-in as soon as your spreadsheet opens. With auto-open, which is a new feature that we're introducing right now in developer preview, you can actually achieve that. For example, let's do a quick demo to show you the feature in action. I'm going to jump here into Word. I already installed beforehand an add-in that this is a sample that we actually provide to you. This is part of our documentation. I'm going to click on the button, and it's going to show a pane. So far, nothing new, right? It's very similar to the other add-in that I just showed you. But let's say that I'm actually, with this add-in, I'm actually creating a document, and it makes sense for this add-in to automatically open with this document. So let's say, just for the sake of the demo, let's just say, like, I want this document to open an add-in. Open a pane on the add-in. Okay, so that whenever I open this document, I want this pane to automatically open without the user having to go to the ribbon and click a button. To enable that, the developer has to either programmatically via office.js or via OpenXML on the server side, they need to tag the document so that it automatically triggers auto-open. So let's just do that. I'm going to show you right now how I do it, what the experience it looks like, and then I'm going to show you the code. I want to click here on Set Auto Open On, and that is setting the setting. And now I'm going to save this document. I'm going to save it probably, I don't know, anywhere is fine right now. So save. And then I'm going to close it. What should happen is that without the user having to go into the ribbon and click on the button, the pane should automatically open. Let's see if it works. File, open, and then I'm going to say, like, this is the document that you saved. And voila, right? The pane is automatically opening. To show you how this looks like in code, it's actually pretty straightforward. Let me just jump right into the code. To make auto-open work, there are two main parts. First, you need to tell us on your manifest which pane we need to open. To do that, in your manifest where you have your control definition, there's this element called taskPaneID. That is where you set this well-known value that we just introduced called office.autoShowTaskPaneWithDocument. That's all you need to do in your manifest. Pretty straightforward. And then there is the tagging part. You need to tell us which documents which documents should trigger your pane. To do that, you can do that various different ways. The one that I'm going to show you here is by using JavaScript and using office.js, which is the library that we provide to you. In your add-in code, all you have to do is include office.js and then add this call, so that you create this custom setting call, very similar to that in the manifest, office.autoShowTaskPaneWithDocument. You set that to true, and you're good to go. You save the setting, and that's all you need to do. From that moment onwards, whenever users open documents, they will automatically trigger your pane. Pretty cool, huh? Alrighty. Let's go back to the presentation. As I mentioned, you can try auto-open right now. We have a developer preview going on, and you can go to aka.ms/autoopen to get going. We have documentation and samples that are going to help you out. Last but not least, we also have revamped design documentation and more guidance for Office UI Fabric. If you recall, as I mentioned, Office UI Fabric is a set of components that you can use in your add-in. Components such as buttons, breadcrumbs, dropdowns, icons, fonts, a bunch more, and a lot more. What we have now is that we have a lot more design documentation and guidelines to help you better use those components. Office UI Fabric provides a lot of components, but sometimes not all of those components actually make sense in the context of an add-in. As you could see in the demos, one of the canvases that we support are panes. We also support dialogues. Depending on the canvas that you are using, some component might not be appropriate for that given canvas because of the size or because of the interaction model. So we now have a lot more design guidelines to guide you to do the right thing. We also now have a lot more getting started material. So depending on which framework you are using, for example, if you are a React developer, we now have a getting started that shows you how to use Office UI Fabric in React. If you are a developer that is not using React, we also have getting started articles to guide you how to use Office UI Fabric without needing React. Please go and build some awesome add-ins that deeply integrate into Office using the features that I just showed you. All the information that you need is in dev.office.com/add-ins. If you have any questions, please reach out to us in Stack Overflow. Just remember to tag your question using office-js. Lastly, if you have any feature asks or suggestions, please reach out to us via user office voice. And with that, I want to thank you and wish you happy coding.